Rep. Omar, we have to prosecute Trump for criminal neglect and coronavirus pandemic. By Pam Key on December 18, 2020. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, said Thursday on MSNBC that President Donald Trump should be investigated and prosecuted for his dangerous criminal neglect in the coronavirus pandemic. Anchor Yasmin Vossoian said, sticking with all that has happened over the last 10 months or so, especially beginning with what we learned from the president and how he essentially said that COVID was essentially like the flu and it wasn't going to kill people the way it has. Now 300,000 plus people are dead throughout this country in the last 10 months. The holidays approaching, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers won't be sitting at the dinner table because they died of COVID-19. Representative Clyburn said today, telling my colleague Chuck Todd there could be feasibly an independent commission inside of the Biden administration. Is that something you support? Omar said, I do. As you know, I lost my father on June 16. I remember my dad was in Kenya. He came back into the United States when COVID hit because he thought he would be safer here. I know that my father and over 300,000 people have lost their lives to COVID because of dangerous criminal neglect by Trump and his administration. I agree with Clyburn that it is not enough for us just to issue subpoenas. We have to investigate and prosecute these people responsible for these reckless deaths. She continued, my father should be here today. So many of my family members should be here today. And they aren't here because we don't have leaders that care about their lives. The president, this day has not shown an answer of compassion to the people who have passed away. They still have not acknowledged the devastating loss so many of us are feeling. She added, it does not make sense that this is a reality in this country. This could have been avoided. It can be avoided. There are people who are responsible, and we cannot forget about that when the next administration is sworn in, and they are in charge of what happens next. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.